The only negative is the final margin of this game is not indicative of how one-sided this game was.
Well, that doesn't have to be a negative. The only negative for me is what caused the score not to be lopsided, and that was how we played in the last 3.5 minutes. But other than those 3 or 4 minutes, our team played a great basketball game, and I want to say this. One of my assistant coaches alerted me to this. There were apparently fans calling for wanting me to put Elliott in, and Elliott has had mono and can't start practicing until Tuesday. I went down and actually asked the trainer if I could put him in, and he said no, he cannot play until Tuesday. So for any of those fans that might be listening and wanted Elliott to go in the game, I wanted to put him in, but the medical staff wouldn't let me.
Great intensity right out of the gate, not only offense but defense. I thought Shane Foster early on Morrow just basically never let him get involved in the game.
Shane's been great defensively the last four games. We called his attention after the Valparaiso game, not a very good defensive effort, and he really has responded and been sensational defensively in the last four games. Shane was good on the offensive end too, but you're right. He did a great job on Morrow, and that was a big key for us. His ability to keep Morrow from getting started when the game was really in doubt and on the line was a huge thing, and Shane was absolutely spectacular.
You knew it, the way Tech plays, they press you, they try to make you turn the ball over when you're bringing the ball in. Was the philosophy, boy, break it and make them pay for it?
Well, that's always our philosophy. We don't mind being pressed, and so, you know, you have to look. Different teams press different ways, and you have to identify and evaluate that. And we've got confident guys against pressure, and it helps when you've got Neltner and Ogilvy, guy, you know, big guys that can handle the ball for you and break down pressure. But our guards did a great job as well. But, you know, our philosophy is we're going to take it, as my college coach Gene Cady used to say, from base to base and score. And that's what we try to do with it.
We were glad to see Keegan score finally, too.
Yeah, Keegan needed to get off the snide there, and he did. And actually had a little meeting with him yesterday. And I told him, as much as I appreciated his passing, when he was open, he needed to get some shots up. And I think he came out looking to shoot a little bit today. And he made a couple, which was really nice to see.
That first half, you go to the locker room, you've shot 65% from the field, 63% from three. Only turned the ball over 6 times. Do you ever worry about a little bit of a lull, a little letdown in intensity after that kind of half?
Well, I certainly worry about a letdown after halftime, because we've let down a whole bunch of times this year after halftime. But I thought our guys would keep playing. And we talk a lot about winning 4-minute wars, because there's approximately 4 minutes in between each TV timeout. And so, you know, we talk about winning the next 4-minute war, and we came out and we tied the first one, and then I think we won, we lost the second one, and then we won the third one by about 8 points, and it kind of got us with about 7 minutes to go. We were, you know, it was still 26 or 28 or something like that, and I just thought we did a great job until the last 4 minutes, but nevertheless, I thought our first half play was pretty spectacular. I thought it was as good as just about as it could have been on both ends of the court. And I really applaud my team for that, because we played 2 overtimes on Thursday night, and it would have been very easy for them to use it as an excuse to come out. And I'm a little tired. I'm a little not ready. And our seniors did a great job of getting everybody ready. Our trainer, Shannon, got everybody in the ice baths after the game on Thursday night and again on Friday. And so we did all we could to have them right and have them ready, and they really came out and responded.
It's really fun to watch these guys play in two aspects, and one of them is it's very clear that they like each other a lot, and the unselfishness they have when they play with the basketball. You know, 20 assists today on 29 made field goals. That's a lot of fun to watch.
Well, it is, it's, you know, I'm not taking credit for it, because we've had teams that haven't been very unselfish haven't been as unselfish, but that's the way we want to play. We don't want selfish players. We don't want selfish people in the program. And we're very fortunate right now, because it seems as though, you know, we've kind of won that battle. you know, when your starting point guard has 9 assists and 1 turnover, like Jermaine did today, then things are going to usually operate pretty smoothly.
Has Allen taken a step up? I know it's only 2 games, but boy, 14 and 15 back to back, he's played well.
Allen has been good all season long, and I mean, from the start of practice to right now, Allen has been very solid, and that's all Allen needs to be. He needs to be solid and come in and give us something when AJ goes out. And he really likes his role. He's happy with it. He's performing marvelously, I think. And I'm really excited for him because, you know, I think we all have demons that we fight. I certainly do. And Allen's got some inside of him that he fights. And he's really done a great job of overcoming the things that cause him not to play well. And I couldn't be any happier for any guy in that locker room than I am for Allen.
And another big game coming up on Wednesday, another ACC opponent with Wake Forest coming in, and that was a tough trip last year.
Yeah, it was. We lost over there, played real poorly, and weren't ready to be a good team. Second game out of the chute, and they put it on us pretty good. So hopefully we're a little better team than we were a year ago, and hopefully we'll play better than we did a year ago. But you know, again, these guys need to enjoy what they did today because they were awesome and really good crowd, and it was a fun atmosphere, a fun place to be today.
It was. Congratulations.
Thank you.